Good evening. Boy, you got brighter.
It's the inner light shining through. It's my inner light that everybody knows and loves shining through.
There we go. Now the camera adjusted. Oh, goodness. All right, guys, we're celebrating a little bit. Gwen bought her first network-only computer.
Yes. The computers that I have been working on, my laptop I got in probably 2015, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And this is...
Last decade.
Yeah. We're close to like about 8 years old at least.
Yeah.
And so this is what this replaced. And then I have my desktop that I got from you and Joe.
Uh-huh.
So how old was that thing?
When you got it, probably 3 years old, because I had just retired it from my active use.
So we're looking at it being almost six years old.
Yeah, and I recommend replacing them if you're going to work on a network every 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really use that one so much for the network. That's more my writing one because it's a desktop and a keyboard, and it's easier for me to write my blogs and stuff like that on. Because laptops, it's not really good for your wrists.
Well, that's why, you know, if you look, you should have ports on the side and you can put a keyboard onto it and you can attach a monitor to it.
This thing's got ports I ain't never seen before.
That's okay. We'll get it all worked out.
I've been learning a lot of new things lately. Uh-huh. So this may sound really dumb, but okay. So was it right after Pagan Pride last year?
Right.
I bought my first newer vehicle in 2017. And I had got the alert that, hey, it's time for an oil change. I'm like, man, I don't really want to spend the money. I don't really drive it. Just not yet. And then I was like, oh, crap, I need to buy oil because it's really low. And I go and I see what it is, and I'm like, surely that's not right, but I'm going to go look. I'm used to 520 or 10W30. This is a 0W20. What the heck is that? Where did it come from?
That's the new oil, baby.
I mean, okay, a gallon, a jug of that. Mm-hmm. Cost the same amount that the garage was going to charge me for an oil change.
Why isn't that included in your warranty is my question.
It probably is. I'm just going by what the website, the book is setting up the appointment price was. But it's the same amount.
Yeah.
It's the equal amount. That's insane to me.
Yeah.
I don't get out much. For those of you who know me, no, I don't leave the house. I don't have to. I work at home.
Right. But no, just take it to the garage.
Yeah, it's going.
Yeah, because here's the thing with this. If you don't take it for its oil changes, if there is a problem, your warranty is voided.
Yeah, no, I ain't
playing. And when you come home with that little pink slip in your hand that they give you, it goes into a file box.
The file box is currently the car.
that work?
I haven't even taken anything out of Einar yet.
Yeah.
So yes, yeah. I named my car Einar.
Yeah. I get made fun of because of my glove box. You open my glove box up and there's the stack of yellow envelopes. One is receipts for repairs. One is insurance paperwork. One is the policy. One is like everything that's needed for the car is labeled in an envelope. And Joe had broke it down in it. And he's like, where's? And I'm like, it's in the file box in the glove box. He's like, what? I said, open the glove box.
Right now, it's the paperwork for the vehicle and like fuel receipts.
Mm-hmm. And your mileage notebook.
That's what's in there. Yeah. Yeah. I like kind of messed up on not writing my mileage down whenever I went to events last year. Yeah. And like freaking out. I don't know how I'm going to handle that.
Well, that's when you go back through Google Maps and you research every event you did and how many miles it is from your home to there and back.
Okay.
Like Android will tell you each month how much mileage you do.
That's right. I do have that. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know who all's here and who all's listening. Hi, Brenda. Hi, Brenda. But I did state last night that I was gonna poke the bear.
Uh-huh. What are you poking me about now?
So, since this is the Psychic Coffee Shop Network.
Uh-huh.
What do you call us?
Anchors?
No.
Baristas. The Patreons are my baristas.
The baristas.
Yes.
What is a barista?
They're a Patreon member.
Okay, but what does a...
They make coffee.
Okay. You have created a freaking monster.
Oh, okay.
So, right now, there are about 5 different types of coffee. And about... variations... 4 different types of creamers in my kitchen.
Sounds like you're a little low, but that's okay.
Well, yes, I do. I do need to go to the store and get more, but those types are a little bit more.
So what's your favorite?
So I have mixed everything. And let me tell you what I'm drinking tonight.
Okay.
Let me start there. So, there was a German coffee blend.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a medium roast type, but it's German.
Right.
Mixed with caramel pecan.
Nice, nice.
Coffee. Brewed together.
Right.
I just had the one coffee pot. I haven't got all out yet.
That I got a French press also.
It's not mine.
Oh, okay.
So, and then, okay, so that was made together. And the creamer that was added was chocolate caramel.
Nice, nice.
I'm like on a caramel kick right now.
Understandable. Everyone's like even, a little burnt sugar.
I even have the syrup, and it's killing my diabetes.
See, this is how you fix this. You go and get skinny syrup.
Wait a minute, what?
Skinny syrups.
Skin syrups?
Skinny.
Okay, I was like, what kind of skin are we talking about, Aza?
Well, newborn skin, but anyhow. But anyhow,
I have even went so far as to put my protein shake powder into my coffee.
Uh-huh.
And And at that point in time, I can use the sugar-free creamer.
Uh-huh.
And it not be...
Okay. So here's the inventory currently. We have Black Silk. We have low acid coffee. We have Dark Roast Italian Espresso. We have 8 O'Clock Espresso. We have Koenig. No, I'm not saying it right. K-A-V-A. Whole bean.
Yes.
Those are the coffees. Then we use half and half for creamer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have mocha, caramel, sugar cookie, raspberry, and peach. Skinny syrups. And then you get to choose between drip pot, espresso maker, the mocha pot, or the mini mocha pot.
So when can I come visit, Aizen?
Honey, you know I don't lock my door. Come on down.
I am long overdue.
You are. I'd recommend waiting a few days so that I can cook, but you're welcome to come on down anytime.
I'm free this weekend.
That's cool. Other than
working.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is you're never free. Point blank. You're always expensive. You're a barista and an anchor.
I'm worth every penny.
Exactly. There you go.
But yes, Brenda, chocolate protein powder and coffee equals breakfast. Absolutely it does. Yeah. And it doesn't skyrocket my sugar.
No, it doesn't. If anything, it's going to drop it. Mm. Which is important.
It's nice.
Yes. Oh, so I'm doing my second round of pain shots in my shoulders. That's the reason I'm like, wait till at least Friday so I can cook. Because I ain't lifting anything heavier than a coffee cup.
So, what did they do to you?
They gave me a steroid numbing pain medicine in each shoulder joint. Mm-hmm. And then I go back next week and I get my hips done.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we wait 3 months and do it again.
I get my last nerve block in my neck in the morning.
Okay.
This is a pinched nerve that affects my whole arm all the way down to the tips of my fingers on my left side.
Okay.
So I have to do something.
Either that or we just hang you upside down or make you go see Eric. That's one way we can get you into the program and you get 2 90-day sessions and dinner with me.
The deal. Shout out to Eric because today is his birthday.
Yes.
So can we like promote him?
Yeah.
It's what, tarot and massage?
Yeah. Let me get the link.
Okay. Like his birthday and your birthday, I never forget.
Right. Like this man keeps me walking.
So if you were wanting to, meet Eric, you can come see him. He's actually our, clergy for Central West Virginia Pagan Pride this year. He is going to be doing the opening and closing rituals, and he is going to be teaching a class.
Yes.
Really excited.
It's exciting to get him there.
Yeah, I know. I've been waiting.
Like, it takes a minute. The man's busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I booked him a year ago, like last year.
Right.
Yes, next week is someone else's.
Yes, yes, it
is. On Wednesday. Isn't it Wednesday?
Mm, yep.
I know because Monday, the 25th, is Pagan Day of Prayer. It's a big day for
all of us
being online. Yep.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. And Wednesday is the National Aces Holiday. And he gets shot. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that occur that day. So we'll be seeing where all that goes to.
Good thing you don't have any shows that booked that day.
I know. It's like one of the only days I don't currently have a show.
And the network's going to be crickets because I don't have a show that day. I didn't book one for that day.
Yeah, good.
Hey, I took ASIN day off too.
Yeah, it's a national holiday. Everyone should get a paid day off.
It just happens to be the day of the week where I don't work as often too.
Right.
I work because the least amount of hours.
It is dead as a toothpick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
But no, I highly recommend if you're needing a massage therapist, but you aren't in the Beckley area, then get the 90-day package. You come down at, not 90 days, 90-minute packages, two of them a month, and you come down. You do that. You enjoy the day. It's a 90-minute massage. You're up. You're done. You can go home. You can go get something to eat. You can shop, whatever, and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We come to the conclusion that in my past life, I was either beheaded or I was actually hung.
I think you were hung as a horse thief, just like Joe. Like all three of you were in the same banded community.
Probably. Well, my neck is separated.
Uh-huh.
So the last nerve block that I did was C2, C3, and C4.
Uh-huh.
And then that's good now. Mm-hmm. And now it's 5, 6, and 7, I think,
mm-hmm.
that where the pinch is. So it's literally like.
Now, do you have the expandable pillow?
What do you mean?
We have this pillow you can put on, and it goes around your neck. Locks in and you pump it up, and as it does, it stretches your neck and creates those pockets of air in between.
No, I actually have a what's it called? It's like traction, or like you put down traction.
Yeah.
But it hangs off the back of a door.
Yeah.
And it's a the weight is a bag of water.
That works.
Hey, you know, I guess I just gotta fix myself by hanging myself.
Hey, you know, sometimes you just have to relieve that.
And the thing about it is, mm-hmm. is I'm a, you know, this is it's so funny and so
right.
so stupid to say. I'm afraid to do it while I'm in here by myself.
Right.
Like, it's, that's why I think that's what happened to me in a past life, because I have trauma from that.
Right.
So it, like, spills over.
Well, I think it does. I also think it spills over. You know, past lives spill over in general. You know.
So, have you ever looked into your past lives?
I have. They're quite interesting.
Because, you know, I'm not going to get to talk to you next week, and I kind of want to celebrate ASIN a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell us about one of your past lives?
Well, I think some of my past lives are just boring ones, like a farmer in France. Or, you know, time in a monastery in, you know, China. Those are kind of boring. We have me, of course, being a Celtic priest at one time. That was an interesting one to explore and see the progression of the Celtic priest, you know, the Druid age. I've always said, you know, I used to run a dungeon as much as I put into work.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I wouldn't either because I love torturing people. Right.
That's awesome. I believe right. it. Yeah.
Hmm. You know, so, you know, looking at some of the other people that have come into my life, it's like, yeah, I had to run a dungeon because all y'all have neck problems, back problems. It's like, you were on the rack, you got hung from the tree, you were upside down.
See, that's the thing. I've always had this attachment to the rack.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, whenever you, have you ever been to a medieval times?
Yes.
So you know that in the medieval times, castles, they have the dungeon with all the torture devices right. and things like that. I got to see one. And let me tell you something. When uh-huh. I saw a rack in this lifetime, I felt it right. echo throughout the ages.
Right. And I think that it may be coming back, but more of a therapeutic response, because gravity really weighs us down. So what else is going on? I don't know what else is going on. We need to get out the vote.
Yes. So I haven't got to really talk too much about it since everything has come out.
Mm-hmm.
But Central West Virginia Pagan Pride doing its yearly awards. This is... So we officially started them in 2020 where you received Pagan of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of the recipients that year. And then this year, the Psychic Coffee Shop Network is for Influencer.
Right, but that's not been, the votes aren't up on that yet.
No, the votes are not up on that one yet. Those votes start... May 1st to July 1st.
Right.
And right now, currently, ASIN is in the running and your votes matter. Yeah. Every vote matters for May royalty.
Yes. Go and vote for me.
All you have to do is go to the original post and... just go to ASIN's photo, like it, and that gives him the vote.
Yep.
All you have to do is react. You can give any reaction that you want. Thankfully, not all emojis are listed.
I know, right? So pop over there. The link will be in the description. The link is in the chat. Hit the picture, my picture. Hit the react button. Not that difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that is running until is it April 19th?
Yeah.
Yes, because April 19th.
Right.
What is the significance of April? The full is a full moon. There's a significance. There's a reason why I picked that date. I'm thinking it's like a full moon or something, the April full moon. But anyway, I needed enough time to get the crown and the sash and all of that. So right. for May royalty, whoever wins receives a crown, a sash, and holds the May royalty wand
mm-hmm.
or scepter, whatever you want to call it. We prefer calling it a wand because we are witches.
Yeah.
So it is similar, but does not look like, because this one is colors and everything is mine, but it is similar to this. Has the flowers, mm-hmm. and everything at the top. And then there are stones and designs mm-hmm. along there. But that is... Oops. So... It is currently in the possession of Kayla Gutlip, the 2023 May Queen.
Mm-hmm.
So May royalty has been going on since 2020, and duties are reading to the kitties
mm-hmm.
in Epona Circle during... Pagan Pride,
right,
and then representing if any other anybody is interested,
right,
in wanting you at their event. So that is what May Royalty does. It is a face for the pagan community,
right, and you know it's a good face for the pagan community. And
yeah,
it's fun. The whole point there is fun.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why it's like, hey, you know, there was a little debate going on.
So let me clarify. Asen did not nominate himself.
No.
So how the nominations and stuff goes for the awards and the May royalty. You can nominate yourself or you can be nominated by someone else. If someone else nominates you, then I will reach out and like, hey, you have been nominated. Should you choose to accept, this is what I need and have it to me by such and such date. Right. That's it.
Right.
Very, very hands off.
Yeah.
And.
But no, I did not nominate myself. No. I did approve the nomination. Different there.
He accepted humbly. Accepted, yes.
Yep.
But under the Rowan Tree is actually nominated for influencer of the year as well.
That'll be interesting.
And see, the thing about it is
double nominated.
Well, see, the thing about it is I don't accept nominations for myself.
Right.
Under the Rowan Tree is not just me, it is under, you know, Rowan Temple of Light and those that have been on the show to make that show, the live podcast, happen.
Right.
So it's not just me. If it was Divination Night, then it would be just me.
Right.
I you know, but.
But no.
I just can't accept... because I would feel like people would think that it would be me seeking attention or something. So that's why I feel like I can't do anything. I can't accept any nominations or awards or anything on my own. I can't be the one to do it. If somebody else wants to do it, that's a different story. But like if somebody else wants to honor me for my work to the community, I will do that. I have been nominated for Pagan of the Year, but I had to deny it.
Right. But again, you know, someone has outed themselves in the chat. We're not going to out them on air.
Hey.
Yeah. But
did not say nothing. I do not tell.
Uh-huh.
All nominations and all submissions are anonymous.
Exactly. But you know,
I'm the only one that handles the back house of it.
Exactly. But no, it's like the Psychic Coffee Shop. If Network were nominated for Influencer of the Year, it's the whole team.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how are we going to get our stuff over to UK, but that'll be okay.
If it turns into something like that, we'll just do certificates.
Okay.
We'll do something along those lines. That's kind of why, I mean, I have to wait and see what the results are before I go and get the awards ordered anyway.
Right. Or a plaque and then certificates with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a couple teams this year nominated.
the nominations and the people stepping out of their comfort zone this year is absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
I'm in such awe, and right. I am loving all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the confidence that everyone is showing. It's just, mm-hmm. it's beautiful. I'm so thankful to see our community be right. like that.
Right. And, you know, our community needs to be like sharing out and getting because all the circles are not the same circles.
No.
You know, that's why it's like, send it out, share it on Facebook, share it on Facebook, share it on Facebook everywhere. Let's get a lot of votes in. Like, I'd like to see all the votes top 500 so she loses her brain.
Well, I have voting for the awards, which is Pagan of the Year, Shop of the Year, Influencer of the Year, and Artist of the Year. Those will all be voting via Google Form.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being created as the nominees are accepting and as I'm posting them in the mm-hmm. event on Facebook.
Right.
So once that deadline switches,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it'll be easy for me to throw up.
Right.
Like, all right, everybody, here we go. Because once May Royalty... everybody went up and voting began. It has been insane.
Mm-hmm.
The voting. And I mean, it's great. Right. We never had this much competition, like right off the bat. It's exciting. it's truly exciting.
Right. You know, and it's just building and growing, and it will continue to build and grow.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's kind of nice. It's fun.
So, I mean, how do you feel? Because, you know, I would call you an OG West Virginia witch. Because you've been here, you've seen how it's changed over the years. What would be something that you've noticed a change?
Well, I think the change is that there's more communities. There's always been little pockets, you know, and there's more communities, and you got to reach out more, and you've got to connect with more communities, and you got to share to more communities. You know, and those communities take a good bit of trying to interwork and network. We've got more festivals because, let's face it, there was Beltane in the Forest alone for many years. Like, that was the only pagan festival.
How long did you have Beltane in the Forest? This has been in my head.
15 years.
15 years. Okay, so, yes. Because Mark had Morgantown Pagan Pride for 10.
Right. We were 5 years ahead of him.
Yes. I knew you had to have had it longer. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we ran Beltane in the Forest, and then we closed it at the pandemic. And to be quite honest, I don't think I can do it again. Not with the crap that we have to go through to do events in this state. You know, it's not just like renting a shelter and saying, everyone bring hamburgers and hot dogs and let's go have fun.
No, but I remember whenever I was doing that. Mm-hmm. The early days of Roman Temple of Light.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. I miss those. Like, I want to have a couple of meet and greets.
Well,
because yeah. I do have people that are reaching out and they're like, hey, I want to be part of the community. I'm like, all right, what are your special skills? Come on, I'll find you a spot. Let's right. go. That's where yeah. I'm at right now.
All right. But the planning. Like, the wall behind this bookshelf used to have a map of the park drawn on it with post-it notes. And then it became index cards with who you are, what you're selling, how big a space, do you need electricity, what's your website, where, you know, when you registered, and, you know, what's your merchandise. like a full index card, a full business information. So that I made sure not to put a jeweler by jeweler by, you know, the planning in general was complicated. Our site was complicated. And then you got to like do the bands and do the advertisement and file the permits and work with the park and, you know, the new regulations every year with the park. You know, it started out, well, just pay for your spot. And it's like, do you get insurance? Well, your spot fee went up. Well, you know, we need this. Do you have a business license? Do you have a bank account? Do you have this? Do you have that? You know, we need a sample of your DNA. You know, and, oh, you know, we're no longer hosting events unless you can provide $1,000 bond.
Yeah.
That ain't good. All right. So move to another park. Well, you know, we don't know. You've never hosted with it. Like, just bring me the contract. Yeah. I will write you the check. And then it moves into, you know, well, the airport's approaching the park. Well, that's cute. They fly over our event every year. I think they get good air traffic. You know, can you parachute a few people in? You know, and then it just became the year that we couldn't get any response from any park in the Southern West Virginia community. Like, don't you want to rent your shelters?
That happened. 19 was the last year, wasn't it?
Yep. 2020 was the year that we could get nobody to respond.
Yeah.
And that's like, I'm done.
Yeah. But the thing about it wasn't that people weren't responding because of the pandemic. People weren't responding before.
Yeah, before. That. You tell me the government.
Because you can't wait until the last minute to try to find a location for an event. You can't do that. You have to like be planning out a year ahead of time.
Yeah.
And
he would begin November 1st.
He couldn't.
Yeah. November 1st. And they're like, nope, we don't book until January. Well, that's cute. So we start like putting money back and figuring out events and talking to bands and seeing who's going to be in town and, you know, looking at which weekend are we going to do it, the last weekend in May or the second weekend in May? You know, where's the astrological events occurring? What's the storm forecast? You know, but, you know, I've had people out at Beltane Force. It was the first year I ran it for myself, meaning I had no sponsors, no help that wasn't paid because I paid for staff. Like, y'all guys saw staff around, that was me coming out of my funds. And it was a torrential downpour. I'm talking, we had hurricane force winds. Vendors standing there with their tents this way doing the He-Man event. People were still there. People were partying along, having fun with it. And I'm like, here's our real community. That was one of the biggest years we had.
Vendor fees pay for our events and whatever I can come up with to pay for. Mm-hmm. Right now we have our first fundraiser and we've sold 6 tickets. That's it for it.
What do you got?
Okay, let me show you. Hold on. Let me go get it.
Okay.
It was
a break.
Okay.
Wonder how that'll feel. Ready to be living it, making dividends. Winning is a goal, and I know that I'm getting. champion when life gets tough. This song's for the soldiers, never call it quits. Live for the challenge, they can never get enough of this. Song's for the winners, never giving up, never giving in when life gets tough. This song's for the...
All right, welcome back.
Okay, so this is a little gemstone basket that was donated by Amber Arts. Amber Crystals, okay. One of our vendors from down in the Braxton County area. Cool. So first thing we have is a wine bottle stopper. Crystal. Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. Something to keep your cakes and ale in.
Yes. Pendulum. I do believe this is yellow calcite.
Interesting. Will be great for finding gems and minerals.
Yes. This is a cute little teardrop. Like, I wish I could. Yeah, but anyway, the color in there is great. I don't know what everything is, honestly. This is a selenite worry stone. You know, put your thumb in there. So this feels very smooth, and it feels like slate, but it is obviously not this gemstone.
Agonite. Oop.
Wait a minute. I didn't do it.
Us around.
But look.
Ooh, amethyst.
Yes, it's almost.
It looks like it needs to be buried for a little while.
It's almost a smoky quartz darkness.
Yeah, it needs buried.
Yeah. And the final thing is just something that I absolutely love. And like, I don't want to keep this because it was donated for a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. But look.
Oh, that's cute. Well, that'll make a nice witchy Ostara basket.
I mean, this.
So how do they buy tickets? Who do they sell? Who takes their money?
Me.
Well, I get that. How do they do that?
I don't know. Can you see that? The amount?
$40.
The value. Okay.
Yeah, so we're at about 85.
Yes. So I really don't want to let it go for 6 tickets.
Well,
so
I get that.
So I'm going to have to extend it a little bit and take it with me to events that I'm doing because, am I booked for events this year?
Well, I get that, but how do we get tickets?
Okay, so just message me at Lady Gwendolyn, Roman Temple of Light, my private page, Lady Gwendolyn Healing at gmail.com, Roman Temple of Light at gmail.com, and tell me how many tickets you want. I will give you my the PayPal Cash App. Venmo information. Those are the ones that we are accepting because all these funds goes right into paying for our events.
Right.
We would not have these community events if it wasn't for everybody coming together.
Right.
But tickets are $1 a piece or $5 for 6 tickets. Mm-hmm. And I have the tickets here. They are the green tickets, and I will take a picture of them, and I will send them to you. Uh-huh. Because, and I have to do it this way. I know this is primitive, but I don't know how to do the online stuff.
If anybody
is willing to help me in the future with fundraisers and stuff like that, setting it up online, please, I would greatly appreciate it. And right there underneath my name, like right here, is Cash App. So if you want tickets, Cash App me.
And make sure to say, take my money.
Tell me how many, put your email in there, and I will know. Remember, $1 per ticket or $5 for 6 tickets.
Right.
And once you tell me whatever amount you get, that's how many tickets you will have emailed to you. That's the simplest way to do it. But this is a really cute, and it's so heavy.
Yep.
I mean, she gave this to me back in September during the Flatwoods Monster Convention. Right. So I've had it with me this whole time, but trying to wait and let people get through the holiday season. I should have had it out for Christmas.
All right.
My bad.
That's all right. We'll get it there.
But I do have pictures of it up online. I do. If you go to Rowan Temple of Light, there is the event. Everything that we've got going on has an event set up for it right now.
Right.
And so the fundraiser is set up in there.
Right.
But yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out and about this year. Can I give you a rundown real quick?
Huh?
Can I give you a rundown real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So first, of course, is gonna be Beltane in the Hills. May the 11th at Edith E. Burrell Park in Star City, right outside of Morgantown, West Virginia.
You got me down for that, right?
Yeah, I know you're going to be there anyway.
Okay.
So
I need to make sure I know I'm going to be there. Let me put that in my planner.
Yeah. 511, 511, May the 11th. You know, it was funny that you said earlier when you were planning for your Beltane, you're going to have it at the end of the month or the second Saturday, and we're having it the second Saturday. We're falling in routine for that, the second Saturdays of the month for our events.
Right, but your weather is different. Charleston weather is a freaking nightmare. It doesn't warm up till about the end of May.
Yeah, the same goes for Morgantown.
Yeah.
Okay. Next event up after that, that's in May, is June the 1st over in Buchanan, West Virginia, will be Buchanicon.
Okay.
And that's whenever we get to dress up and cosplay and do all that fun stuff. And I'll be there doing readings. The next after that is Father's Day weekend, June 15th and 16th, the inaugural event, Grafton Monster Festival, because you know your girl's a cryptid fan, major cryptid fan. Uh-oh. So I'm gonna go and do my special cryptid readings over there. And see, that's in June. I got nothing in July.
Because you know that's a busy month for him.
I don't do Bigfoot. I don't do Mothman festivals. Those are just too woo for me.
Oh no, I love the Bigfoot event. Up in Morgantown. Oh, it's a hoot.
Well, oh yeah. Yeah, that's West Virginia Case Paranormal Expo.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. I can handle that. Bigfoot Festival is going to be at Holly Gray Park this year. The same place where we do Pagan Pride.
Not the same weekend.
No, not the same weekend. We're not sharing the weekend anymore.
Thank God, because the last time we had to share it was Synapses. And I really wasn't in the mood.
Literally.
And I'm not being flippant.
Literally. Okay, so that's June. And because I'm going to reserve the rest of the month to go to Pride Festivals.
Yay.
Just for fun. And then nothing in July. August 10th is Central West Virginia Pagan Pride. Do you have that marked on your calendar yet?
August 10th. Okay. No, I just got my sixth ring.
Okay. And then September 14th is the Flatwoods Monster Convention, and I'm doing that for the second year in a row. And I'm so excited. Yes, Veggie Man is doing its first in Fairmont. That is in July. Unfortunately, I was not able to get in on that one by the time I contacted them. As soon as it was announced, I contacted them, and they were already full. So I don't know where they got their vendors at, but they were already full.
Well,
but
I tried. Like, honey, vendors, like, scope out starting in December.
Yeah, but there was absolutely no indication that this was even happening. Like Veggie Man and Grafton Monster festivals were both announced within a week of each other.
Uh-huh.
And like nobody knew it was happening. So they've definitely
had a mailing list.
Got within their click, and that's great.
No, this is what you do. You build a mailing list from all these events. Like, I go through, I collect business cards. All of them have emails to go into.
Well, I'm still going because it's Veggie Man, and I think it's cool. And because I told him, it's being put on by Moth Boys, who has the podcast. So I told him, I said, it doesn't matter. I said, I'm still going to be there.
Exactly. I can either be making money for you or we can be, you know, enjoying and spending money. Don't matter to me. I'm hoping to get out to some regular events this year. Like, not to go vend.
Yeah.
Let me make that clear. I'm not going to go vend. I'm going to go enjoy.
Oh. I forgot one.
Uh-oh. What'd you forget?
April 7th.
Uh-oh. What are you doing April 7th?
Not April 7th. Not April 7th. July 7th. July 7th, Mo and I are doing a little witchy rummage sale, yard sale outside of Earth Magic.
Okay.
In the parking lot. We're just going to bring everybody together and just have like a witchy yard sale. Because it's all about getting rid of the stuff that doesn't serve you anymore, that may serve someone else. So, yeah.
Oh, so you're...
That's because whenever I went up in February to last month to do the energy healing and then the class, you know what happens when Mo and I get together?
Ideas. I get a booking.
I was like, you know, there's always trouble with brewing.
Well, there's not trouble with brewing. You guys do well together. And don't give them tequila. Well, you took them off the tequila. That gets us into more trouble.
Look out, Morgantown.
Look out, West Virginia. Forget Morgantown. Like, clear the area.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Brenda. Yeah, but that is Veggie Man is in July, so they're all like lined
all up together, and you know that'll be fun. Yeah. So Broomsticks for Less.
Okay.
I think that should be July 7th instead of Witchy Rummy Show. Call it Broomsticks for Less. You don't want to go rummaging through witches' cabinets. You'll find anything from hot chocolate to a tea blend they made 30 years ago that's been steeping. And I forgot it was steeping. So now it's floor cleaner.
I've got oil that I found that was steeping and I forgot that it was steeping.
Uh-huh.
So now I got to make sure that it didn't go bad.
Yeah.
And I've got jars out the wazoo. And I'm going to have jars, but where do I put all of the jars?
In the basement, where you keep all your rest of your prisoners.
But it's such a small little place.
That's fine. You put them in little baby jars. Poop, 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 poop. Stack them up like little prisoners.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of that, I have to tell you this story. So on this episode of AI Got Jokes, so I have a couple people working on one of a kind art for me. So I can like put in here in my room that represents me and things that I enjoy in my work and things that I do.
No coffee cups and more coffee cups.
No. No, I told you, you created a monster. No. Yes,
we're going to feed the monster and encourage the monster and pet the monster.
No.
Caffeinate the monster.
No. Unless you want to turn me into a West Virginia cryptid, then I'm all for it.
Okay.
So, okay. Anyway, I've got my favorite artist creating one-of-a-kind art, but I thought I would be a smart ass and be like, hey, I, what you got for me? These are my favorite things. In the bottom corner of one of the photos, it's got a little person in a jar.
See, AI's got sensory humor. They just need to be understood more.
Hey, I got jokes. I'm like, how does it know?
It just does.
I guess, you know, it hears me talking about putting teeth and hair and bones in jars. It just automatically goes, they're putting a human in here.
Eventually, I mean, we can shrink them down. They have to go through the dryer a couple cycles, but they'll fit in there.
Okay, so that's, anyway, yeah, that's my funny.
That's cool. That's good funny.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me talk about myself for a little bit.
Well, anytime, anytime. Now, we're on sale. Do you have your link ready?
Nope.
I will have to go get it for you, I guess.
I missed it.
You missed going into the sale?
I missed going into the sale.
All right.
Yes. So I have to run a very special one this weekend. So stay tuned to my social medias. Yep. You will receive a link to get a special rate on connecting with me this weekend. I am available special hours all weekend. So all the way through till Monday. Monday is going to be like a little because of Pagan Day of Prayer.
Yeah.
But I will be off and on and still available.
Right. But, you know, I'll be around. I'm on 15% off over there. It is by minute. It is not affecting appointments. Those are not through that network. So I'm at, instead of the $6.99, I'm at $5.94. All right.
Probably something like that.
Yep, $5.94 per minute. If you're new to Keene, you get 5 free minutes. Or 5 minutes for a dollar, something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okie dokie.
So I had an enjoyable weekend with the family.
Good, I'm glad. You deserved a weekend off.
I did. It was weird. I quickly adapted to not having internet. It was weird. Like, you know, I live in the internet. So that was different. I'm not sure I like that environment. I get dangerous. Like, I was out a project while I was there.
Did you forget who you were?
No, I just laid out a full project while I was there. Like, it was nothing.
Because your mind can't slow down.
I can't slow down. If I slow down, I go insane.
So, I whenever I think of Aries, I automatically think of you as being like the ultimate Aries. So, with all of this energy and the eclipses and the retrograde and everything happening in Aries, how do you think it's like going to affect you?
Well, I'm going to get bitchier.
That's possible?
Yes.
God. We need more coffee.
I think your first statement was right, but okay, we'll take that one. Well, everyone knows my hero is Miranda Priestly.
Yes.
You know, I just got to slowly move into office, and I do already have my little list of people that refuse to work for anybody if I don't work for them.
Good.
But no, I think it's going to be a very powerful, impactful time for Aries and Aries, especially when you're an Aries Virgo. You're going to get a lot of things done.
I think this is a time of great change for everybody. Everyone's going through their major transition shifts right now.
They need to.
If there ever was a time this year for it to be done, I think it's it.
I think it's now. Like, stop this. Stop this insanity. Stop all this crap we, you know, of putting up with people's bull crap. You know, turn on the music loud. Go within your physical needs. Put your needs first. Tell everyone else to fuck off. And, you know, get into the mindset of, where's my coffee? Did she die or something? And realize everything is connected.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So what's going to be your first mission with your new computer?
The only thing I've done so far is get things set up, and I'm really excited about trying to write my blogs and stuff like that on here.
Cool.
Because of new versions of things that are on here now.
Yes, and you're able to move.
Like completely new than what I'm used to.
Yeah, and you'll be able to move faster.
New programs to play with.
Can you play the Copilot yet?
What?
Copilot. It's the new AI from Microsoft.
I've seen it on here today, but I don't know anything about it yet.
It's fun to play with.
Okay.
It's fun. It can like create content quicker than ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty picky about it. Well, so, you're
supposed to be pretty picky. It's content.
Yeah.
And then, you know, allowing everything else to come into focus, and that's all important, and making sure that you run your backups, because we are preparing for Mercury and the Battle of the Mercury soon.
I got an external hard drive, and I've been wanting one of them for years. And I've already managed to get everything from my old laptop onto that. Now I got to move to the desktop and do that. But
right,
that's coming. It's coming before the first.
Yep. And then what I
Mercury
do
goes retrograde.
What I do is then I go back there. I take all those files. I put them into the Word archive in the year, and I only pull out what I need. So it's not living on my computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to like do a complete reset of this one, because I'm going to turn it over to the kiddo, because she has shown a expressed interest in content creation. No big shocker seeing what I do. But her content creation is more on beauty products.
Ew.
Makeup. She is a Leo after all, so she's very theatrical, and so she's learning. So it's fun to watch her practice videos so far, but I want her to learn some editing software before we get her her own computer. So why not practice on an old one?
Right. Let it have a life after a life.
Yep. It's not completely dead yet. It's crippled, but it's not completely dead yet.
It's dead to you.
It's dead to me. Yes, it is.
You know, and that's the hard fact there. It's dead to you.
I would like to say that I have outgrown it.
I don't know. I don't like that statement for multiple reasons.
That's too ego intensive.
No, like there's some self-talk issues there.
Okay.
You know, when we outgrow things, sometimes that's positive, sometimes that's negative. Sometimes our brain can play with it and eat us up. And, you know, you got to watch that shit. It'll eat at you.
Okay.
Maybe you outgrew it.
Okay. Well, I outgrew it professionally.
Yes.
Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
Like, I can chew on that better.
Okay. Not my looks, baby, because I got a heck of a compliment whenever I went to the store for clothes.
Good.
I got told I was average, and that's something that I would like to be thankful for.
Okay, you can be thankful for being average.
Considering, I'm just going to say it, considering that I used to weigh 400 pounds, I was a lot bigger than this, and I would never have been able to fit in this chair. Had I stayed at that weight, I would probably be not be here. And I just want to say I'm thankful, and I am proud to say that I am average size now.
Yay!
So, see, positive.
Exactly. And that's the only place that you're average.
That's right.
All right. All right, guys. It's been a great show. I hope you've enjoyed us having coffee with each other and in taking part. Remember, get out to vote. I could use some likes and some hugs, some smiley faces, whatever, some hearties. Go ahead, hit those buttons. Take advantage of my sale this weekend. Take advantage of the raffle. Remember, it's $1 per ticket or six for four.
$5 for six tickets.
Yeah. You know, that way you can get you in all your star shopping for your witchy-ass is already done for you. Throw in some chocolate and you got it together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know. I guess we'll see you tomorrow on Mountain Bears.
Good night, everybody. It was good seeing you. I'm done for the week.
We're going to bring you on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Don't mess with me. I'm up for anything.
I know. That's scary. All right. Night, y'all.